Next question, Devona, Devonna, Griffin, Griffin. Mrs. Griffin was seen for follow up visit on the 24th of January 2013. She comes every other month. She is not going to physical therapy now. She is still complaining of back, neck, and shoulder pain and facial pain. Her neck and facial pain has improved. Her shoulder pain and back pain remains to be still a problem, problematic period. The patient has been seen by Dr. Louis Radden in the past for interventional back treatment with injection. She was asked to come for injection. The patient, however, did not follow up because of the fear of the steroid from the fear from because of the fear of the steroid causing her to have infection, since steroid has been causing a major problem period, and therefore the patient did not go for scheduled epidural block period. She is not going to physical therapy period. She is doing better with medication, however, period, but still has significant problems with lower back period. MRI of the lumbar spine was rather very unremarkable. She did show her disc bulging in the cervical spine, which we have discussed, period. She tells me that pain is excruciating at time, particularly in her lower back and also hips, period. Physical exam revealed the patient lost an MC. She's afebrile, vital signs are stable, medical stable. She's walking independently without any assistive device. She's not using a cane or walker. She continues to complain of pain with Patrick's and Janssen's maneuver. Also, significant pain with examination of the iliolumbar ligaments and also the quadratus lumborum muscles and the paraspinal muscles. Period. Husband is status postmortem vehicle accidents with neck and back and shoulder pain. The neck and shoulder pain has improved. The facial pain has improved, but the patient is having persistent pain in her lower back. Period. This appears to be of a mechanical back pain and also iliolumbar ligamentous instability and myofascial pain. Period. The recommendation is that the patient will be taking medication Vicodin one twice a day as needed basis. I've asked the patient to make sure that she takes her medication as prescribed. Soma one twice a day for spasms and Valium one twice a day for anxiety. Period. The patient also was told that she will benefit from seeing by Dr. Radden again for possible injection of the sacroiliac joint, since the patient is also having sacroiliitis, period. This should probably should be done under fluoroscopy, period. Otherwise, the patient will be seen by me and will be treating her with medication only, but I've encouraged her to participate to do a home exercise program on a regular basis. Home exercise program as simple as walking, stretching, will be very beneficial for her, period. Pelvic roll and stabilization of the lumbar spine and also strengthening the core muscles will be beneficial to her, period. I've advised her and encouraged her this consultation. Thank you very much. The next patient is Marian Sendacar, S-N-E-D-A-C-A-R, Marian, M-A-R-I-O-N. Mrs. Sendacar was seen for a follow-up visit on the 24th of January 2013. We discussed about her current condition. Mrs. Sendacar is having pain still in her lower back. However, she is managing her pain fairly well, period. She's also complaining of having significant problem with her knees, bilaterally, period. The patient has been given Synvisc injection in the past, which has been very beneficial for her, period. She now has come for the series of Synvisc injection in both her knees, period. Previously, she had had this treatment, which has, according to the patient, has been very beneficial for her, period. However, the patient also complains of having headaches and also blackouts and lightheadedness on a regular, periodically, period. Particularly, she tells me that when she is turning the neck for rather suddenly, she tends to have a blackout or a lightheadedness, period. Physical examination reveals the patient is lateral time three. She is afebrile, vital signs are stable, medical stable. Neurologically, she's entire traffic is good. The patient does have significant pain. Significant pain with back extensions and side bending rotations, and also pain with significant discomfort and pain with range of motion of the knees. Bilaterally, the valgus and varus maneuver were positive. In today's examination, there's some crepitations. There's fatty tissue over her that aspect of her new spiralarly period. Her gait is normal, affect is fair, and her sensationalized atrial fibrillations were normal. The assessment is chronic knee pain with degenerative arthritis and also osteoarthritic change pain and chondromalacia patella period. My recommendation is to continue her medication as prescribed. The patient was given Synvisc injection in both knees. 16 units of Synvisc was injected to each knee under sterile environment period. The patient did not have any untoward reaction from the injection period. The area was cleansed and it was better than alcohol period. Regarding her complaints of lightheadedness and blackouts, we have ordered carotid duplex ultrasound period. And that would be done in the office period. Otherwise, I'll see the patient in the next 2 weeks. The next week, and then following that, she'll also have another visit to finish the series of the Synvisc injection. This concludes. Thank you very much.